really wanted to take this opportunity to reach out to not just the gay and lesbian community, but the public at large, and really, you know, use this opportunity to travel the state and talk to people, answer their questions. You know, there were, as we've, you know, as we saw throughout the debate for the last year or so, the debate over passage of the marriage bill, there, you know, there are a lot of myths and a lot of, you know, a lot of inconsistencies that, that people are talking about and not really sure what's in the bill and what's not in the bill. So now that the bill, you know, is set in stone and it's set to become law on June 1st of next year, we really want to take this opportunity to get out into the field, get out and really travel the state and answer questions. But, you know, a lot of questions about, you know, how it's going to affect them personally. So, you know, they have, I think we entertained questions everywhere from, you know, what rights will I have if I marry my same-sex partner to, you know, how do we upgrade from, you know, how do we convert my civil union to a marriage? And then we had a lot of specific questions about pensions and health care and taxes and immigration. So, you know, we're really kind of taking the show on the road and we're using it as an opportunity to really educate.
It sounds like some of the same conversations that people were wanting to have about civil unions. So, I mean, this is just another step toward that process.
Yeah, so we did the same thing 3 years ago. It was kind of the same situation where, you know, we passed the civil union bill during veto session in November and December, and then we had a good 6 to 7 months before the bill actually took effect. You know, in some regards, the civil union questions were a lot more difficult and a lot more, you know, detailed than we're getting with marriage. You know, with marriage, it's basically if you have a question, think about how your, you know, your straight coworker or your straight sister or your straight friends, you know, how they would, you know, answer the question when they're put in the situation. And it's going to be the exact same question or exact same answer because, you know, marriage as of June 1st is going to be marriage. There's not going to be any, you know, same-sex marriage or opposite-sex marriage. It's just going to be marriage.
A lot of people, I'm guessing, got civil unions for the protections that it brought on, maybe protections as far as financial, in some cases in health care, things like that. But those people now that went ahead and did that and now want to convert, how do they go about converting a civil union into a marriage?
It's a very simple process. So, you know, to your question about the rights and benefits and responsibilities that come along with civil unions and now marriage. So there are around 600 state level rights and over 1,100 federal rights and benefits that come along with marriage. And so it's really, you know, the fact that we have marriage, full marriage now, is really a testament to the fact that you now have these gay and lesbian couples who you know, are able to take advantage of these state and federal benefits. But, you know, it's just as easy as going to your county clerk if you want to, you know, what we're calling, quote-unquote, upgrade to a full marriage. Then all you have to do is go to your county clerk's office, and they'll have the requisite paperwork to fill out, and then your marriage date will be retroactive to the date that you originally had your civil union. Or some people, if they want to have a separate ceremony and have a separate date of celebration, then they can just go to the county clerk's office and just ask for a marriage license. They'd have to fill out the requisite paperwork, and then they would be married as of the date that the officiant actually performs a marriage. So those are the two different ways that you can kind of quote unquote upgrade your civil union, but they both involve going to the county clerk's office.
And I read where your group is estimating as many as 5,000 couples who had civil unions or in civil unions will want to upgrade and become married couples.
Yeah, so, you know, we have upwards of 5,000 people who are in a civil union all across the state now who, you know, I anticipate, you know, a vast majority of them would be interested in getting married. But then we also have other couples who have been waiting, you know, waiting for the day that they'd actually be able to partake in actual full marriage equality. So there's, you know, countless number of couples that were waiting for full marriage rights before they actually took the plunge. So, you know, we're anxious to see just how many couples are going to take advantage of this new law when it takes effect on June 1st.
Well, you mentioned that June 1st, the law will take effect and people can get married legally in Illinois then. At the same time, I had read where there was also an effort underway, possibly in the Illinois Senate at least, to try to move up that date now that it has become law, maybe saying that why should people have to wait that long. I know that you're involved in a lot of what goes on at the state capitol. Do you feel as though that will happen, that there could be any change in that June 1st date?
Yeah, so Senator Don Harmon actually filed the bill the day that the marriage bill passed through the House and then again through the Senate a couple weeks ago. You know, we've had initial conversations with him, but at this point, I think we are still on track to make sure that everyone's questions are answered and everyone is able to fully understand what the bill does and doesn't do before its implementation date on June 1st. So as of right now, we're still on track to have the bill take effect June 1st, but we are talking to Senator Harmon and talking to some other legislators to see just what our options are.
Well, I know that there are several of these forums that are scheduled around the state, but again, not always can people make those dates. Your group has also put out some detailed information for folks who would like to read on maybe online, be able to look through and maybe get their questions answered that way.
Obviously, you can go to our website, eqil.org, and we have all of the basically any and all questions that we could possibly think of or that we've actually been hearing from people so far. We've tried to put it into a comprehensive guide. So you just go to our website, eqil.org, and you can find all of the answers there.
How do you go about talking with people on this issue? It's been such an emotional issue for people for so long. And now that it has become law, I guess we get into the bureaucratic details of, you know, how to make things work. It's almost quite a shift in this whole discussion, isn't it?
It really is. And people have been asking us, what's next? What are you guys going to do now? You know, are you going to close up shop? Or are you going to move on to bigger and better things? And really, you know, now is kind of the nitty gritty, you know, in the weeds kind of work that we're really going to be looking at. We have to make sure that we are, keeping the lines of communication open. And we're talking with all 102 county clerks across the state because it's, you know, the county clerks are the ones who are going to be executing this new law come June 1st. So, you know, just because we got the bill passed doesn't mean our work is done, because we do have a lot of work to do in terms of making sure that the bill, that the new law will be implemented correctly and will be implemented the way that supporters have basically wanted it to be implemented for so long. So we're keeping the lines of communication open, not only with county clerks, but also with people at the state level, and making sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted at the end of the day.
And Randy, while I have you, is there anything else that's coming up on the legislative agenda? And I know this was the big one, but is there anything else that people might want to know about?
You know, I don't foresee, you know, in the near future, you know, looking at this next legislative session, the spring session starting in January, you know, we're just going to be working so hard on implementing the new marriage law that I don't think there's going to be a, you know, in terms of priorities, looking at other pieces of legislation that are going to pass right away. Now, looking to the future, you know, for future general assemblies and for future legislatures, you know, we have a whole litany of issues that are still, that are still on the back burner that we'll want to bring to the forefront. You know, we're talking about, elderly and aging issues within the LGBT community. We're talking about, you know, youth issues, especially up here in Chicago, where you have a lot of LGBT youth homelessness, adoption, transgender issues, HIV/AIDS, safe schools, and anti-bullying. So there, you know, just because we have, you know, marriage done and it's in the bag and we're looking at the implementation of marriage, doesn't mean our work is done. There's still a very tough road to hoe before we have, you know, full 100% equality for LGBT individuals across the state.